They're proud of their history at the Queen's Hotel and Pub in Macclesfield. The beer served here, they'll tell you, has been brewed locally for 160 years. An appropriate venue, then, for a meeting of people who fear that British culture, British heritage, is under threat.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are about to make a decision that is of historic importance for the constitutional future of our country.
That's Charles Davies, acting chairman at the Macclesfield branch of UKIP, where most members are supporting Leave.eu. That's one of the groups campaigning for an outvote in the forthcoming referendum. Leave.eu promises to focus on immigration as the main reason to quit the European Union. And that's certainly the issue which seems to fire up the members here.
There seems to be more evidence becoming apparent with the migrants, refugees that have got into the European Union and their appalling behaviour. I think there's one in Austria who raped a 12-year-old boy. You've got assaults taking place in Sweden, more recently, Crewe.
Although the issue at stake is Europe, these campaigners mostly discussed Muslim immigrants in Britain rather than those from other EU countries. They fear that Turkey could one day join the Union, allowing more Muslim people to come and live in Britain.
The Turkey thing's really important for the EU because there's 75 million Muslims there. It's obvious what's... They even said it. We're coming to take over. They've told us. We're going to outbreed you. We're going to take over. That's why they have multiple wives. Because you have more wives, you have more kids. They're breeding vessels. They're not children like we have. They're just more soldiers, more voters.
There were murmurs of agreement at this suggestion, no dissent. But after the meeting ended, some Leave.eu supporters did express hostility towards other anti-EU campaigners, because there are several groups fighting for an outvote in the forthcoming referendum. There's Leave.eu, but also Vote Leave and Grassroots Out, which recently renamed itself Go, although Go will ally itself with Leave.eu, but against Vote Leave. Confused? You may be, but the people here in Macclesfield know who they're with and who they're against.
Vote Leave is an establishment organisation. I had dealings with them recently and I have to admit I felt uncomfortable. I'm supporting Leave.eu because we are addressing the people of this country, the people who are going to do the actual voting, not the political establishment.
My name's Alistair Goodwin and I'm vice chairman of UKIP Macclesfield. I'm not impressed with what has been going on at Vote Leave or what they seem to be standing for since they began their campaign.
Can you see that to outsiders this all sounds a bit Monty Python? You've got Vote Leave against Leave.eu, which may be allied with Grassroots Out. I mean, this kind of divisiveness, it doesn't look good, does it?
No, you're right, it doesn't look good. And how we've managed to end up with this ridiculous situation, I don't know.
In fact, the splits go further, because there are also tensions within the campaign group Vote Leave. Several prominent supporters recently quit Vote Leave, criticising the behaviour of its directors. And all this infighting may soon be stoked further, because once the EU referendum has been called, the Electoral Commission then has to designate one group as the principal out campaign. This group will be eligible for £600,000 in public funding, plus free television adverts and mail shots. The former Director General of the CBI, Digby Jones, had been touted as a possible leader of the Out campaign. But so far, he's not impressed.
I think the Out campaign doesn't look cohesive. It doesn't look unified. And I don't think that divided campaigns in any issue have as big a chance of winning as if they're unified. People don't respect them in the same way. They're doing themselves a disservice.
All this division is, of course, music to the ears of the campaign to remain in the EU. The pro-EU side has already united behind one campaign organisation, Britain Stronger in Europe. So they've been able to focus on picking their team and producing television adverts, which they know will be broadcast for free once the referendum contest is underway.
This year, you'll vote on whether Britain remains part of the EU and whether your family keep enjoying the benefits of being in Europe.
Among the supporters of Britain Stronger in Europe is the Manchester MP Jonathan Reynolds. He argues that rivalry within the Out campaign is no chance development, but represents a deep ideological split within Euroscepticism, between those who are driven by economic and trade issues and those most worried about matters of national identity.
The Leave EU campaign is really based around the UK being more isolationist. I think a lot of mainstream Conservative MPs are slightly scared to be associated with Leave EU. They want to focus much more on things like business regulation. They want to talk about how Britain could perhaps have wider immigration from countries that aren't in the EU. But clearly there's a fundamental difference between those two campaigns that they just can't reconcile at the moment.
Well, I've travelled northeast from Macclesfield now up to the town of Gisborough in North Yorkshire. It's market day here, and amidst all the stalls selling fruit and vegetables, meats and a few local handicrafts, there's also a group of people from the campaign group Vote Leave handing out leaflets and trying to persuade people here to vote to quit the European Union whenever the referendum is held.
Would you like some information on the referendum? Would you like some information on the referendum to leave Europe?
No, Europe.
One of the campaigners I met here was a local businesswoman, Elaine Forth. She has supported both Labour and the Conservatives in the past, but says she'd never vote UKIP. And it's independent-minded people like her who she believes the Out of Europe campaign needs to win over, hence her choice of Vote Leave.
I'm with Vote Leave because they're not focusing on just one aspect of why we should leave Europe. Leave.eu concentrates far too much on immigration, and I think it would put a lot of people off actually voting to leave Europe.
To some outsiders, it looks like they're on your side. They want to get out of the European Union as well, leave.eu.
Yes, they do, but for the wrong reasons.
In a statement tonight, Vote Leave said it wished all campaigners well who were working towards an outvote in the referendum. However, a spokesman for leave.eu said that Vote Leave were a Westminster elite who had shown themselves unwilling to work with other people.